Welcome to another episode of Soul Vibes.
I, Sudeep Dhingra, and my co-host,
Dr. Simran Rai,
welcome you all from New Jersey, USA.
Namaskar and Dhanankar.
Hi, Simranji. What do you have in your hand?
Hi, Sudeepji. So lately, I've been keeping a track of the things I've been doing. This is my daily checklist. I'm checking off all the things I'm doing in my day. And ever since I started doing that, I'm in a great mood. I'm happy. I'm getting things done.
That sounds like a great idea, but how did your life get so busy?
Well, really, what's going on is that I just graduated from dental school. So I started working as a new dentist and I got married. And to top all of it off, I am trying to open up my own practice. At the same time, get fit, working with a personal trainer. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, with such a busy lifestyle, do you ever get time to just sit down and enjoy the pause?
The pause? You must be kidding. I barely have time to sit down and eat.
You know, even more than before, in this rat race of life, I feel like we barely get to pause. And we're constantly on the hustle. You know, we as a society, I think, and this goes for me too, we have mistaken that if I'm constantly on the go, that's a sign of progress.
Yeah, honestly, that's so true. I tend to judge the quality of my day by how much I'm getting done, how much I'm checking off my checklist. I rarely think about the quality of my interactions with my family and my friends, or even if I'm progressing on my spiritual journey. I'm just fixated on getting stuff done.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm in the same boat with you, Simranji. You know, looking back, I just recently came back from a vacation with my extended family. We were celebrating my uncle's 80th birthday.
Nice, 80th birthday. What a milestone.
Yeah, it was awesome. But, you know, to be honest, instead of cherishing these precious moments with my family, I was either too busy thinking about what was going on back at work, I was either taking or sending pictures, and I rarely gave my full attention to all my family that was present.
That's a keen introspection. You really thought about it well. I think with our listeners, we should really explore this topic of embracing the pause. It's such a relevant topic for me, and honestly, I feel it is for you as well.
Yeah, great idea, Simranji. Let's get into the podcast today and really understand how in today's hustle culture, we operate with the mindset that being constantly busy is a path to happiness, which in many instances is not. Our first guest on the podcast is Bhavna Ramchandaniji.
Welcome, Bhavnaji, to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Simranji.
Congratulations on the new baby. How are you both doing?
Oh, she's such a blessing, Simranji. Thank you for asking. I feel so grateful. Although,
what's the pause? What's on your mind?
If I'm being honest, finding the right balance between work and family has been a challenge. You know, there's this unspoken pressure to be perfect at everything, to be the successful professional and a devoted mother. It almost feels like I'm on this never-ending treadmill, trying to play multiple roles and keep everyone happy. And yet, no matter how much I do, it never feels like it's enough.
That can be very challenging. I get it. There's a lot going on with you. Do you feel like it's always been like that? Does everyone have a lot going on all the time?
You know, it's so interesting you mentioned that. I've been reflecting on how my own mother navigated this very situation when I was growing up. She worked very hard to provide for our family both in and outside the home. And I always admired her strength and ability to do it all. But now looking back, I can see how all that probably took a toll on her. She rarely took time for herself and always seemed busy. It can't have been easy.
No, not at all. I really appreciate that you're acknowledging the importance of taking moments for yourself. How does it influence your perspective on the hustle culture and being a working mother today?
That's a great question. You know, it's becoming very clear to me that simply rushing through life isn't sustainable and it won't lead to greater happiness.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there are nights when I'm unable to sleep as my mind races through all the things that need to get done. And even during precious moments in Sangat, I can find myself distracted. At the same time, when I do find a few moments to rest and relax during the day, I feel guilty thinking about all the things I could and should be doing instead.
Yeah, I totally understand. In fact, I'm reminded of our Sadhguru's teachings about adopting an easy, busy life by surrendering to Nirankar and letting the Almighty row your boat. It emphasizes the importance of inner peace and harmony, even in the midst of life's hectic pace. What do you think?
I really like that analogy.
See, taking time for ourselves isn't a luxury. In fact, it's a necessity for maintaining balance and finding happiness. How can you incorporate this into your life?
I think it starts with me acknowledging the importance of slowing down and allowing myself moments of stillness. Rather than being consumed by the frenzy of productivity, I need to learn to give myself permission to pause, take breaks, focus on my physical and mental health, and strengthen my connection with Nirankar.
Well, that's very beautifully said. It's important to remember that your worth isn't determined by your productivity, and embracing the pause isn't about being idle. Rather, it's about consciously choosing to prioritize our well-being and spiritual growth. It's about finding moments of peace amidst the hustle, recognizing that true fulfillment doesn't come from constantly striving, but from cultivating a deeper connection with ourselves and the divine.
That's very insightful. I feel very inspired by our conversation. I have a lot to think about and explore on this journey. And maybe I can find a way to honor both my responsibilities and my well-being.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for joining us, Bhavna Ji, and sharing your really, really insightful experiences with us.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
We would now like to bring in Meg Ji. Hi, Meg Ji. Thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I heard from someone that you're finishing your last year in high school. How's that going?
Wow, last year of high school? That must be so exciting.
It's fantastic. I love it so much. Every day, I get to leave school early, hang out with my friends, participate in clubs, and just enjoy life. All of this is so exciting, but the one struggle I have is I feel like I never have enough time. For example, last week, I had to go to a robotics competition, I had 3 exams, and 2 birthday parties to go to. I was constantly on the move, and I felt like I was just waiting for the time to pass before I could actually make memories with my friends and my family.
Yeah. I hear you, Meg Ji. Everyone is trying to balance, you know, a million things on their plate, but it gets hard when everything piles up. And, you know, this is what leads to stress and anxiety, especially because you're not able to put in 100% effort to everything that you're working on or that, you know, you contemplate doing in any given day or any given year.
Yeah, I totally hear you. This actually reminds me of something that just happened a couple days ago at my school. They invited a guest speaker to teach us about E plus R equals O.
Interesting. E plus R equals O. What is that?
Well, the E represents an event, the R represents your response, and the O represents an outcome. As the guest speaker was talking to me, I felt like Nirankar was talking to me and telling me to focus my efforts on my response to the events and to achieve the best outcome.
Yeah, exactly, Meg Ji. You know, it's okay to have a full schedule, right? But as long as you can put the effort and don't let the resulting stress get to you.
Absolutely. That's very well said.
You know, as you go through your final year in high school, don't forget to cherish the memories with the people around you. You must stay in the moment and make lasting memories because that is what you're going to remember years later. You know, you don't want your memories of high school and senior year to be all about stress. Just keep doing Simran and live in the moment.
Amazing thoughts. Let's listen to our next speaker, Ishanji. Hey, Ishanji, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Simranji. Thanks for having me.
So, I saw your Instagram story. How was the concert?
The concert was so fun. It had an electric atmosphere, and the performance had so many elements that put together an amazing show. I took so many videos, and I was so close to the stage. I have to show you.
I can't wait to see them.
My only regret was that it kind of felt like I watched the concert through my phone the whole time. I kept trying to get the best angles so that I could show everyone else my experience, but forgot to have my own experience.
Yeah, I get that. In fact, I've had a similar experience. It's great that you wanted to capture those special moments to share with others, but you make a great point. Sometimes we get so caught up in documenting everything that we forget to experience it ourselves. Living in the present moment is extremely important. When we're constantly thinking about getting that perfect shot or video, we miss out on truly taking in and savoring the experience happening right in front of us. Those memories fade, but the feeling, the energy of being fully immersed in something always stays with you.
You're absolutely right, Simranji. I think I got a bit carried away trying to capture content that I lost sight of simply enjoying the experience for myself. Going forward, I'm going to be more mindful about putting the phone down and disconnecting from that urge to document.
If you don't mind, can I add something?
Yeah, what's up?
So, my advice would be to try to find a balance. Definitely take some photos and videos to look back on, but then put the phone away. Allow yourself to get lost in the music, the lights, the atmosphere around you. Be present. Let yourself get swept up in that magical energy of a live show. Those are the moments you'll cherish forever.
That's so true. I noticed this as a general trend in many types of social scenes nowadays, from sports to vacations to concerts. Phones can really take people away from the moment. That's why Mataji's direction to leave phones out of Sangat encompasses a bigger picture of staying in the moment.
100%, absolutely.
The memories we make by being fully present are the most valuable ones. So thank you for that perspective.
Yeah, I enjoyed our conversation and catching up with you. Sudeepji, let's talk to our next panelist, Lokeshji.
Dhanakar Lokeshji, thank you for joining us today.
Dhanakarji, thank you for having me here today.
How are things going in your life? You seem quite busy these days.
Yeah, life is getting busy. As you know, my 7-month-old has been keeping both my wife and I quite busy. As you may not know, I've actually started to interview for new jobs.
I thought you were happy at your current job. Why the sudden change?
I am happy. But recently, with the family growing, I'm thinking I should earn more money. And I've been hearing from people that someone with my skills could earn more money if I didn't work for a nonprofit.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear this, Lokeshji. You seem to have figured out work-life balance with your career. And personally, I was always a little jealous that you earned a living while still contributing to society working at a nonprofit.
Yes, the work-life balance was great. But at this point in my life, I think I need to prioritize making more money. And if I need to sacrifice life for a little bit, so what? I think I'll be okay with it. Everything has a cost, right?
True, everything has a cost. May I ask you something?
Sure.
Are you sure money is worth the huge slice of your time with your family and friends? Trust me when I say this, children grow up fast, and in no time, you will end up feeling, where did the time go? Where did the kids go? What did I work so hard for?
Those are great questions, and I do love spending time with my family, but I still stay awake at night wondering if I'm doing the right thing by staying at this company, if I'm doing the right thing by not going after more money. But then again, will money ever be enough?
Money will never be enough, but being present and observant of what is truly important in your life and also realizing what we have is a true blessing. Sadhguru has said that we often get too focused on the future and forget what we have. We forget happiness can only be achieved in the present.
Yeah, you're right. Happiness becomes centered on achieving a future goal or remembering past achievements, that we don't realize the gifts Nirankar has given us in the present. Being able to spend time with my family, having good colleagues, doing fulfilling work. These are gifts Nirankar has given me now, and I should not be so quick to let them go. I think you've helped me realize this. I need to consider all things as I move forward in the next steps in my career.
Well, Lokeshji, I'm thankful I could be of some help to you. All the best. We've heard some amazing personal stories from many saints on how they strive to embrace the pause in their daily lives. Taking a break from the interviews, we will now hear Dave Singhji from New Jersey, USA, express his thoughts on this topic via a rap compilation.
Carpe diem. Carpe diem. That's seize the day. just take a breath, be this moment. Keep in check, find some focus. You just go through the motions. You lack presence, you know it. You lack presence, you know it. Try to maximize the way you spend your time. Need to feel this while also that. Need to post pics and also chat. Need this bliss, but also I've got this work and I need to finish this. Have this goal, smart in the morning, not since. Lost focus, forgotten bliss. Only in one breath, live many moments. Oh my. Oh my my. Do you see this being, this human form you're in? It's more than you know it. If you find peace, this chase will cease. Connect with your truth. Say tu hi tu, this formless is you. Find this groove, the music in you is harmony true. I have this breath, is the more I need. I have you now, formless entity. Yeah. Tu hi tu. Seize this moment through true peace. Sabans and Nicolet, to he. My Lord, my body was never me. My soul connects with you, true unity. God in him resides and God is he. Sansoki Mola, Nam Simru, to he. Can't hold the past, the future I can see. I have this breath, what more do I need? I have you now, I'll form this entity. I find stability in your feet. My life now is pleasantry. This source is my inner need. Has been, is, will be eternally.
Wow. Amazing wise words from a young saint. Definitely embracing the pause. We hope that all the saints we heard today take the message that being present in life is more important than the actions themselves, especially as we have limited time on earth. This concept of limited time and its preciousness was recently crystallized for me when somebody asked me if I could have Jeff Bezos's wealth of $200 billion, but also his age of 60 years.
Oh, Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, right?
That's right. I could not imagine giving up 20 years of my life on earth for unimaginable wealth that I could never spend, not take with me either. If we push this string of how limited our time is on earth, we have to ask ourselves, what is the best use of my time while I'm on this planet? Is it to get the best grades in school? Is it to make the most money? Is it to travel and see the entire world? Spend all of my time with friends and family? With this concept of limited time, making money, getting good grade, they start to seem like trivial things. Where am I going to take this money I make on this planet? My mind comes back to our mission's teaching of truly implementing the gyan that has been bestowed on me by Sadhguru. We have to do all our societal duties, but all with the understanding that I am not the doer. I am an instrument in the hands of Nirankar. When I start operating like that, I won't have any regret about what has happened in the past. I won't have any anxieties of what may happen in the future. And as such, I will start to truly live in the moment.
That is such a powerful example, showcasing the importance of our relatively limited time on Earth. Our minds are the ones that cause constant turmoil and feelings of shortcoming that we try to overcome by always being on the move and doing things. If we connect our mind with the constant Nirankar, we achieve a state of complete bliss and divinity. But we must stay connected all the time and not let the distraction of the world alter that connection. And if we manage to do that, then in reality, we will be in a constant mode of carpe diem. This message from Sampurn Hardev Bani really sums it up so well. Prabhu ko arpan hone wala rehta nahi udaas hai, jo bhi hoga achcha hoga, usko ye vishwas hai. Prabhu ko arpan hone wala anand se bharpoor rahe, kai hardev sada naam ki masti mein chur rahe.
Dhanankar ji.